This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Hong Kong on Saturday hit back at the United States over its latest sanctions on six pro-China officials, slamming the move as insane, shameless, and despicable. The U.S. announced on Friday it was imposing sanctions on the half-dozen officials, including Hong Kong's sole representative to China's top lawmaking body, over the arrest of more than 50 pro-democracy activists in the financial hub. Yesterday's sanctions hit Tam Yu Chung, the Hong Kong delegate to the National People's Congress Standing Committee, and Yu Quan, the vice chairman of the Chinese government group that handles policy toward Hong Kong and fellow former colony Macau. China imposed a restrictive security law last year in Hong Kong after widespread and sometimes violent protests that sought to preserve the territory's separate freedoms. At least 90 people have been arrested under the security law, which mandates up to life imprisonment for any offense Beijing views as secession, subversion, collusion with foreign forces, or terrorism. The latest mass arrest, described by U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo as appalling, include U.S.-born human rights lawyer John Clancy, prominent activist Joshua Wong, and law professor Benny Tai. Earlier, the U.S. imposed sanctions on Hong Kong's top leader, Chief Executive Carrie Lam. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Christopher Miller said Friday the United States has cut the number of troops in Iraq to 2,500, meeting a goal set by the Trump administration late last year. The acting defense secretary said the troop reduction in Iraq does not represent a change in U.S. policy and is consistent with plans to reduce the involvement of U.S. troops in large combat operations in the Middle Eastern country. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.